Beginning February 2nd and running for the next several Friday nights, it's the return of Music on the Avenue. Good evening, I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. My guest is from Around Cincinnati, just a river away, Stephen Phillips, Chair of Music on the Avenue. Welcome, Stephen. Thanks for dropping by the studio tonight.
Thank you, Elaine. Good evening.
Music on the Avenue. Explain the concept and the beginning of this concert series.
Well, this series was started 19 years ago by a few members of our church as an outreach ministry to our community. We are blessed with some very talented musicians at our church, and they wanted to start this series to highlight some of the excellent musical talent in this area and share it for free with the Cincinnati community. We draw over 750 people to our concerts every year, all across Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky.
The concerts take place at the church?
They do. They're right at St. John United Church of Christ. The address is 520 Fairfield Avenue in Bellevue, Kentucky.
Have you been in charge of this concert series since the very beginning?
Not since the very beginning, but I have been the chair for the past 7 years.
Well, let's talk about some of that wonderful talent. Kicking it off on February 2nd at 8 o'clock, it's the Faux Frenchmen.
They're a real favorite combo in the Cincinnati area. It's a group of four musicians, two acoustic guitarists.
George Cunningham and Brian Lovely.
And acoustic bassist Don Aaron and violinist Paul Patterson, who also is a member of the violin section with the Cincinnati Symphony and Pops Orchestras. And they play a heavily Americanized version of the Parisian jazz, popularized by Django Reinhardt and Grappelli back in the 1930s. And this musical genre is now oftentimes called gypsy jazz.
Faux Frenchmen are kind of perennial favorites around Cincinnati. They've done a lot of benefit work for Cincinnati Public Radio stations as well.
They're going to be playing some original compositions from their four recordings for us, along with a complement of jazz and American songbook tunes.
Following the Frenchmen on February 9th, it's who?
We're going to have the percussion group Cincinnati, and we're very excited to have them because we've never had the entire group perform for us before. We've had Alan Oddy, one of the members, perform a few years back, but we've never had the entire percussion group Cincinnati perform for us. So we're really excited about their debut for us.
How large a group is this?
It's three members of the percussion group Cincinnati. They're all faculty members from the College Conservatory of Music of the University of Cincinnati. They were founded in 1979, and they really have a national and international reputation. They tour all over the country and the world. They've made many recordings, and they specialize in the music of John Cage. And so I think they've probably played just about everything John Cage ever wrote.
We're chatting with Stephen Phillips, the chair of Music on the Avenue concert series happening beginning the 2nd of February at St. John United Church of Christ in Bellevue. So we're halfway through this series on February 16th for your Valentine's date.
On February 16th, we're excited for the return of violinist Vince Phelan and yours truly, pianist Stephen Phillips.
What are you guys going to play?
We are going to play what we think is a really accessible program that everyone's really going to love. We're going to start with a piano sonata by Beethoven. It's his first piano sonata for violin and piano. It's Opus 12, number 1, in D major. Very classical sounding, but for early Beethoven, it is so well constructed. Just beautiful all throughout. It has a beautiful theme and variations movement. And then we're going to follow that with a very exciting sonata by Sergei Prokofiev, his sonata in D major, which was originally written for flute and piano. But then Prokofiev wrote a version for violin and piano. We'll be doing that version. It reminds me of Prokofiev's classical symphony in many ways. We're going to follow that with a very short, lovely Berceuse by Gabriel Fauré. And then we're closing with three pieces from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein to commemorate what would have been Bernstein's 100th birthday in 2018.
August 25th, I believe.
Yes, I think you're right.
And more classical music follows on February 23rd. Dror Baran is performing.
So we're real excited to have Dror Baran come, not only to hear him play and his wonderful artistry as a pianist, but we have never had a solo piano recital before at our series in all these 19 years. So Dror agreed to come and play for us. He's been in Cincinnati, I believe, just since 2016. He's on the faculty at the College Conservatory of Music at the University of Cincinnati. He is associate professor of piano there. He's originally from Israel And he has been a top prize winner of several national and international piano competitions. He has toured all around the world, and we're really looking forward to his performance. He's going to be doing a lovely Schubert sonata in G major, and then two Rachmaninoff preludes. And he's closing with the wonderful Prokofiev Sonata No. 7, probably Prokofiev's best-known piano sonata, in B-flat major. Wonderful, exciting piece.
That's the 23rd of February, and wrapping up the series on March the 2nd, it's the Cincinnati War Choir. A lot of vocal power there.
Absolutely. We're really excited to feature choral groups in the Cincinnati area. And we've noticed that our audiences love choirs, any kind of chorus. I think we're going to pack the house for this one. So you might want to come early on March 2nd to hear the Cincinnati Boy Choir. They're one of the premier professional boy choirs in the whole United States. And they maintain a world-class performance level and highest quality of music education for about 300 young men in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area, into Indiana as well. They reach 100 schools in the Cincinnati area. They've been in existence since 1965, and they have toured all around the country and the world. Their most recent tours took them to the United Kingdom and the East Coast of Australia, and in 2018, they're going to be performing in South Africa.
Sounds like quite a series. How do you choose the artists to perform every year?
Well, I try to get a diverse offering. We found that people who come to our series enjoy soloists, small chamber ensembles, but they also enjoy choirs, as I mentioned. And they enjoy jazz. They enjoy classical music. They enjoy really all types of music. So we try to get performers who can cover all those different styles.
The concert series is Music on the Avenue, free and open to the public, Stephen?
That's right. And let me also tell you that our building is handicapped accessible. There is a parking lot behind the building in the back, and there is a ramp there for anybody who needs it to get into the building.
Refreshments available?
On opening night, we will have a reception with lots of goodies.
St. John United Church of Christ seeks to provide a source of hope and opportunity for people who need them. The ministry is open, accessible, and inviting in ways that encourage all members of the community to make use of them. And beginning on the 2nd of February at 8 o'clock Friday nights, it's Music on the Avenue. Weekly free concerts running through the beginning of March. For a complete schedule and link to their website, please visit wvxu.org. My guest has been Stephen Phillips, organizer and director, and this year performer one night of the Music on the Avenue series. Stephen, thank you for visiting WVXU.
Thank you so much, Elaine. It's been my pleasure.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.